Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world? Then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, did you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be, you know, part of the solution. And the way that happens is you actually do something. Something more than nothing. Something more than complaint. You know, it's one of those things I've been at. Oh, by the way, I hope you had a great weekend. Other than that, back to business, right? There's so much, and frankly, there's so much that's gone on this weekend. There's new news. Not nude news. Stop it. New news. The Durham report finally dropped, right? And for those of you who've been following any of this, following Trump at all, following any of the stuff that's going on, none of this is really shocking, is it? Come on, honestly. When you look at, again, what they've been throwing at this guy for years, and what we've been, I mean, you could see it. You don't have to be an FBI agent to see what's going on here. But again, what I love about all of this is Durham has come out with the report. We were all right. You can't trust the news. It's not a free press. If the press is being coerced, controlled, given information from the left, that's not a free press. And all of you know, it's funny. If Durham came out nailing Trump, they would give him all kinds of accolades. They'd be all over what a great guy he was, knew what he was, knows what he's doing. Look how hard he worked. Now, you won't see that. They won't give him, the left will ignore him, they'll try to tear it apart. However, I got to say, there's been a few, what do you want to call them, independent commentators? There's been a few commentators, from I think one from MSNBC, who came forward and said, you know, we've got to acknowledge this. We've got to agree, acknowledge, whatever the word you want, whatever makes you feel good. We've got to agree or acknowledge or whatever, truly what's going on here. Unlike some of these other people who are totally confused as to what's going on. You know, some of the ideologues on both sides, right, but some of the ideologues out there, they need to pay for this. Right? Now, John Durham's report contained irrefutable proof that there was a dual system of justice at the FBI and the Justice Department. Now, the FBI was instrumental in perpetrating the Russian hoax. That's according to Durham's report. This is according to Joe's report, by the way. The Bureau never had any plausible evidence or verified intelligence when it launched this campaign. What do you want to call it? You can't call it an investigation. You can call it a campaign against Trump if you want. Right? I mean, sorry. Nothing was ever vetted. Nothing was ever corroborated. Nothing was ever put together. The FBI knew it was, a weak, an extremely weak case. Now, for those of us, God, I've been saying forever that the FBI willingly weaponized its authority. You know, again, this shows you how deep, how dark the state was from day one. How long they've been handling things. This goes back, you remember the days of J. Edgar Hoover, who kept files on elected officials. Files he would use to get what he wanted. I mean, this has been corroborated and proved forever. And yet we're sitting there looking to say, this makes no sense. How could this happen? How could that happen? Where does this tie with this? But when you get people like James Comey, Andrew McCabe, Peter Strzok, the agency manipulated facts, right? They played with the law. Why? Because they needed to frame, they needed to nail Donald Trump. And the FBI discovered almost immediately in the summer of 2016, according to the report, that the claims of the Trump-Russia collusion had been manufactured by who? Hillary Clinton and her confederates. Let that sink in. The upright, ever filled with integrity, Hillary Clinton. You know, she could have always said, look, this is not the way to do this. We can win without this. But when somebody goes to that length to totally destroy a man and his family, they're evil. You heard me. Hillary Clinton is evil. The Clinton dynasty, the Clinton family, evil. When you're doing stuff like this, prove me wrong. Tell me what the difference is. You know, I mean, all right, breathe, Joe. Now, even the mainstream media, filled with bias, you already know that, they're totally filled with bias, right, became accessories because they wanted it. They were willing to lie. They were willing to convict Trump in the court of public opinion. They were totally afraid of him without a whiff of supporting evidence. Not one piece of evidence. And think about this. They gave the New York Times and the Washington Post Pulitzer Prizes for posting lies. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5560. Look, get involved, get engaged, definitely be part of the solution. The way you do that is you become informed. I say this all the time. Some of you actually written me and say, do you have to say it so much? Apparently, yes. Right? Do you guys decide to do it or, you know, engage, get involved, whatever? Yes, I have to keep saying it till we get it, actually get it accomplished. Anyway, as I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time. We kind of wrap up stories from the weekend that nobody's really talking about anymore, but should. You know, Kimberly, the remember, you know, the dumps, the story dumps that they want to kind of die, they always do late Friday afternoon, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just been a real trick of theirs forever. Love it.
Yeah.
But today, we got the Durham report. And
big deal.
Yeah. And I know you're going to say that. No surprises, right? For those of us with two brain cells to rub together over these years, no surprises, is there?
Right. No, none.
Right? And you said it during the break. Ain't nothing going to happen to nobody on that side of the aisle, is it?
Nope. No one, as usual, none of the corruption in our government, none of those people will be held accountable for their corruption.
Yeah, they were really, I mean, the fun thing about this was that if Hillary actually made it to the White House, I'm not so sure they wouldn't have litigated the crud out of Trump, number one. But, I mean, he goes through, in the report, he goes through the whole thing about how they really deviated from the norms on mm-hmm. this. They knew from day one that they, I mean, now Durham interviewed people. I mean, closer to the investigation. And he comes out and he says, look at, they had nothing from day one. They knew they had nothing from day one. Hillary Clinton knew that there was nothing there. They colluded with her. I'm going down all list of these accusations that they proved to be true. You had people like Comey, McCabe, and Strzok that pretty much wrote down what they were doing, admitted to what they were doing.
And it was a violation of the law. It's a violation of their actual job. And none of them are going to pay the price for it.
Nope.
And certainly Hillary Clinton and her goons won't either.
No. No. This is what's giving people, you know, issues. People on the far right going, look, we don't have a government anymore. We have a dictatorship.
We have a banana republic. Yeah. We have our government. It's not just who's in the administration, but our federal bureaucracy, which is ridiculously too large, is running the show, and they're filled with leftists who hate this country.
And the New York, this is amazing, the New York Times and Washington Post, both of them, they won Pulitzer Prizes for this. I mean, they posted, they wrote stories about garbage, and they won a prize for it.
That just tells you all you need to know about the Pulitzer Prize and our media.
Yeah, no kidding. And to your point again, I mean, the FBI used to be one of the most pristine law enforcement agencies on the planet. Not so much. Now they can't be trusted anymore.
They've had some kind of corruption going on for a long time since its inception, haven't they?
Not like this.
Not like this. No, this. They completely interfered in an election. I mean, this was beyond. I mean, people should be going to prison for this, but no one's going to.
Well, it to your point, though, it's beyond. Look, J. Edgar Hoover used to have files on different elected officials. We know this. But they were filled with truth, right? They were filled with who JFK was cheating on with who, his links to organized crime. They didn't make this stuff up. It was there. So all Hoover had to say was, hey, you know, it'd be a shame if this fell into the hands of, I don't know, the New York Times when it was an honest magazine, you know, newspaper. But that's not what happened here. They sat down here with a blank piece of paper and said, okay, how do we nail this guy?
They do what all leftists do. They just made stuff up.
Yep.
Which is what they do. Raggedy Ann stands at the podium every day and lies and makes things up. Biden, excuse me, wherever he is, just makes things up. His entire administration just makes things up. That's all they do every single day. So this is no different.
No, I can't even argue with you. You're right. I mean, and I think even today, I don't want to get off on this yet, but even today, the crisis at the border is not a crisis. I don't know if you knew this. It's actually going off pretty orderly.
It's under control. Yeah, it's under control. Yeah, really, buddy?
That's what's her name? That's what she's out there saying today. She's telling everybody that the border issue, not crisis, but the border issue is not out of control. It's just fine. They've got everything in order. It's like, my God, are you serious? Really?
You know, the worst part is, so they're lying, and we most of us know this, or anybody who pays attention knows this. But the fact that they hate Americans so much and have so much disrespect for us that they think we're just going to believe them is far worse than the actual lie itself, in my opinion.
But wait a minute. I won't say we, the collective we, believe them. The people, the low-information voters, as Nancy Pelosi called them.
I know.
They believed them.
That's the scary part, because I have had to send proof to people. Like, I'm like, do you have no idea what's going on, do you? And, you know, sending them proof, and they really don't know. I blame that on the media, too. It's not just, well, Democrats, media, same thing. But
yeah, but people have to think a little bit.
Have you seen our society?
Sorry.
Come on now.
As that rolled off my tongue, I was thinking,
Come on, man.
That sounds pretty stupid. You know, listen, I was surprised because I didn't think Durham was going to come out with much of anything at this point. It's been years that he's been working on this, right?
Right.
What was the original investigation? Crossfire Hurricane, right? The investigators looked into whether Trump campaign coordinated or Russia to influence the 2016 presidential election, and nothing. They got bupkis. What they found out was the exact opposite. But
right. Why
did it take so long?
Yeah.
You know,
why did it take so long, and why is nothing going to be done about the people who
did this? Well, that's true, too. I know. But and they wonder why we get so discouraged with this. They wonder why we're so cynical about a lot of this stuff.
Well, this is part of what they want to do. They want to make it so people don't believe in our justice system. Because then people get discouraged. They won't vote.
No, they won't vote. They won't do much of anything.
Right.
And all they'll do is tell you how bad the government is. We already know this, right?
Right.
So,
yep.
Anyhow, all right, see you back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break with Kimberly Marin.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The federal government continues sending more soldiers to the U.S. southern border, working to help with immigration control.
We do anticipate that another 950 will be arriving no later than 5 June.
Pentagon spokesman Pat Ryder says another 950 troops are going to be arriving by the end of the month. A suspect on the terror watch list has been arrested trying to cross the border into San Diego. A suspect from Afghanistan on the FBI's terror watch list was arrested in Otay Mesa Wednesday after crossing the border illegally as part of a larger group. The incident confirmed by Congressman Daryl Issa. And the man behind ChatGPT is going to testify before Congress on Tuesday. OpenAI CEO Sam Altman will take questions from lawmakers calling for guardrails and regulation of artificial intelligence tools over fears it could be abused. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Bettini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. You got to be part of the solution. If you get informed, it's really easy, I'm telling you. All right, Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me, her perspective on some of the crazy, the insane. You can't even call them crazy anymore. They are insane things that are going on out there. And Kimberly, always love having you on with me on Monday.
Love being here.
All right, let's see. And you're keeping the dogs quiet tonight. I think that's really cool, unless you muzzled them or something. I don't know.
They're both laying at my feet, like my guard dogs.
All right.
Yeah, I know they're being quiet tonight.
we did have some kind of weird thing happen in the atmosphere that caused Jake Tapper to say that Durham's report devastating for the FBI. Right? It even exonerates Trump to a degree. Now you know his tongue immediately fell off after that, or the people at the upper edge said, hey, what are you doing? But
what do you mean exonerated Trump to a degree?
Well, you know
that no there.
You know he can't say it exonerated Trump, period. and nothing in there blamed Hillary for anything. You know he couldn't do that either because he'd end up on the missing list.
True. This is true.
just the main thing. But again, I mean, think about that. If this was anything else, it would be on every one of the main state. Like, the misinformation was all last week when they claimed that Trump had been found guilty of rape, right? That was all over the place. They didn't mind doing that. And they didn't even clean it up afterward when they screwed it up. Now you got this from Durham pointing right at the FBI, pointing at Hillary Clinton, pointing at all the main players that we know, and nothing. You're not finding this on mainstream anything anywhere.
Nope. when are people who are sort of on the fence and, maybe pay attention or not, when are they finally going to listen to those of us who pay attention and do the research and see how many times we've been right over and over and over and over again?
You want their tongue to fall off? They're not going to say that.
Now, the media won't, but I don't even care about the media. They're useless. I'm talking about regular people who, don't really kind of know what's going on, but, we've been saying this all along. See, we were right. How many times do we have to say that before people finally get it?
I agree. No, I agree. It's all the stuff that we said about Trump, all the stuff that Trump said was going on.
Yep.
And they put him down, right? They made fun of him. They mocked him. And what do we find out?
He was right.
Even if you're not a big fan of his, you got to sit there and go, okay, do I have to rethink how I feel about the guy? Because everybody I know that really hate him bring up the stuff that we just found out had nothing to do with him. Nothing to do with Russia, right?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Okay, here's what it gets the two of us crazy. They're throwing vets out of hotels in New York to make room for illegals, right? People who fought for our freedom, people who fought for us to be able to do what we do, they're not worth the time. But let's bring in the illegals they might vote for us someday.
Apparently, the hotel gets more money for illegals than they do for homeless veterans. Once again, we're paying either way, but at least if we're trying to help homeless veterans, that's a good thing.
I didn't even think of that they get paid more money. And you're probably right, they do get paid more money.
Yes, I was reading on that today. Yep.
Wow. And probably bigger guarantees to any damage done.
Right.
You know?
Because they do damage.
Wow. Veterans were told to leave the Super 8 Motel in a Hampton Inn. I mean, these are a lot like their upper-end, top-end hotels, but still a nice place to stay. They have a nice warm place to stay. And, they're actually evicting these veterans.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. That's the Biden administration for you.
They don't care. Well, listen, you want to talk about the Biden administration? Today, Joey B. decided to, he abruptly canceled his speech honoring fallen police. This is Police Appreciation Week. You should all be flying the Blue Line flag this week, okay? And Biden decided to cancel, ready for this? He decided to cancel his speech honoring the fallen police officers for National Police Week, right? Because he forgot about his granddaughter's graduation.
Not the granddaughter that he doesn't. He wouldn't see at all, right?
Yeah, right.
A different one. Oh,
that would have been great, though. That would have been, Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. So he forgot about his daughter. So Biden doesn't know what day it is. He doesn't know any plans he has. He is directed and told every single day by someone, this is what you're doing today, Joey. Don't forget to take your meds so that you can actually pretend like, people think you're coherent. That's what he does on a daily basis. Someone else is writing his schedule, not him. He has no freaking clue what's going on. So you mean to tell me they didn't know that there was a conflict? It's BS.
No, they didn't want the president being there at that event, right?
They
brought in the AG, Garland Merritt. General Merritt Garland.
They probably agreed to him to be there just to shut the unions up.
Wow.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't look at. I'm sorry. I'm done with feeling for these people. I am done with feeling for the unions and the workers and all that other stuff. What have they done? What have they done for the rank and file? What are they actually doing for the rank and file? There went the Keystone Pipeline. There went all those union jobs that could have stayed, that could have been here, they got rid of.
It's nothing but a money laundering organization to buy politicians into office.
Yep.
What do they do? Most people I know have been in unions, nothing gets done for them. Even the things that unions are supposed to do.
God. Again, it is amazing. They want what they want. And then when they come into stuff like this, they want us to bail them out.
Of course.
I'm sorry. I'm tripping all over myself because you think, here we come into Monday morning. And you've got Biden going to go to his granddaughter's graduation as opposed to going to speak to police officers who, frankly, when the crap hits the fan, will be keeping his granddaughter safe. Now, it can't be. You think his little granddaughter is going to remember that Grandpa, as president of the United States, didn't make it to her? I don't even know if it's a graduation. I have to check into this. It might be one of those culminations.
I'm sure his granddaughter would have preferred that creepy grandpa not be there, sniffing up her and all her friends.
Oh, God. Yeah, I know, right? I mean, seriously. Bringo, what was it? I didn't do the story last week, but there was a story where he invited all the 15-year-olds up on stage. And
Lord.
Can you? If you're a mom in the crowd, you're grabbing your daughter going, uh-uh, you sit right here.
Not you. Don't exactly. She'd go anywhere near that creepy old man.
I mean, seriously. Oh, God bless. But you know, again, you and I were talking about this earlier, how I'm done. I'm done feeling bad for these people. I'm done feeling bad for a lot of what's going on out there. You look at Chicago. You got Chicago's new mayor. He recently compared a cop's murder, not a cop's death, but the murder of a cop with the death of an armed teen shot by police. So I guess assassinations of a police officer is the same as, I don't know, an armed teen robbing a store.
To extreme leftists, it is. It is. You got to remember, the left coddles criminals. They don't care about us. They don't care about the people they're supposed to be serving and protecting. They care. They coddle criminals. It's every state, every Democrat or city, depends on, you know, who's running the place. They coddle. That's what they do. They coddle criminals.
Yeah, that's true. The new mayor there, I think he was a big pusher of defunding the police, right?
Of course.
Now,
he
told the crowd at his inauguration that the tears of Adam Toledo's parents, which is the young black man that was shot while he was trying to kill police too, are the same sorrows of those of the parents of Officer Preston Parents. You know, so they see the criminals at the same level as the police. They think they're both honorable in one way, shape, manner, or form.
Oh, no, I think they don't think police are honorable at all. I think they actively hate the police. And that's why they do things like this. And that's why they've made it so criminals are coddled and, you know, easy to just abuse police, murder police.
Yeah, it's never going to end. So Chicago, if you lose another, I think a couple of weeks ago we were talking about another 27 shot. One was killed. I think last weekend another one was killed. Another 30-some-odd were shot. I mean, it's like they've got all this crime going on. And what do? You hire a guy that says, yep, need less police.
Right.
Wow. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We're back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Are you surprised? Just in, AOC's former aide is now the leader of the New York Communist Party. This is like the report that just came out. Nobody with two brain cells is surprised. Kimberly Wren joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me on some of these crazy weekend stories coming that come up today. Kimberly, you're not surprised.
No. No.
You know. Probably he was probably the VP of the Communist Party while he was working for AOC for the moment.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Nothing surprises. I mean, they are all basically follow the same standards as commies, if you could call those standards.
All right, so you know, to prove that this is truly a sickness, I mean, a deep seated sickness. The left are having real fits over the fact that the illegals are making it to their sanctuary cities and sanctuary states, which I thought was the whole idea behind a sanctuary state and or city. The governor, Kathy Hochul of New York, she said, my God, we're bursting at the seams with illegal immigrants. We never planned for this.
Yes, you did. You wanted to be a sanctuary city in New York City.
Yep.
And she was the... whatever they call it in New York State. The
governor.
Governor.
Yeah.
Right, she was the governor, but she only became the governor after...
She was lieutenant governor, and then...
That's it, thank you. I couldn't remember the name of the word.
Yeah, Yeah, but she says we already have over 60,000 illegals, and 40,000 of those are housed in New York City, right? And Adams, I was screaming. But oh yeah, send them up to those expensive places.
Yeah, shipping them out to the burbs. Thinking that people will know it. Well, what, I forget what city it is. They got an injunction against her in court.
Was she really doing that? I forgot about that.
Yes. God. Yes. She was shipping them over to hotels over in the burbs, and they're like, no. We did not. We're not sanctuary cities. We did not ask for this. No. The worst part, the worst part is that we're paying for all this. We're paying for these people.
Oh, ultimately, yeah.
We put up. Yep. We're literally paying for it in more ways than one. These people are getting money from non-governmental organizations that comes from our tax money. We're paying for these illegals to get here, to come here, to be processed, to be flown all over the country, and then to be put up in hotels and fed and everything. We're paying for all of this.
Yep. Must be nice. While putting the veterans out on the street without any food carts.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
And they wonder why they're so hated. And Eric Adams, I love this guy, okay? You know, here's a guy that, again, bring him on in. You know, Texas and the rest of those southern states, they're not showing what America's all about. And yet now he's screaming.
Yep.
He can't afford it. They can't handle it. They can't handle the crime. They can't handle the $1 billion of strain it's putting on the city. And you say to yourself, my God, what? So it took you being in the middle of the crap to figure it out? You couldn't sit back earlier and go, wait a minute. They may have a point here, you know, the southern states.
Right. Right, exactly.
So anyway, we'll see what they do. I'm still in favor. I said it the other day. I said, look it, don't put up the wall down there. Just have a row of buses, okay? And just pile them in the buses as they come over, take them up, drop them off in Chicago, drop them off in New York, drop them off in D.C. The more you drop off in D.C., the better. You know, let these people live with the mess that they're making.
I think D.C. would be the perfect place since it's Congress that hasn't done anything to stop this.
Yep. You got a good point there. And then you got, I don't even know what to call them, people like Mayorkas out there. Now, you realize that right now, Mayorkas, Harris, Biden, and a few others are saying that the border is fine. The flow down there is fine. There's really no issues to speak of. And Biden over the weekend said it was chaotic. So they can't even make up their minds among themselves. But with everything going on, the only thing Mayorkas came out and said, he said, look, our real problem is not what's it. Don't pay attention. I mean, whatever's happening at the border is happening at the border. White supremacy is really the problem in this country.
They really hate you. I hope people realize how much Democrats hate your guts. Because that's what this is.
It's nothing but. You're exactly right, though. But again, the reason we're in the trouble we're in is the average, again, low-information voter, to quote Nancy Pelosi, nothing. They're not paying attention. They go to CNN, MSNBC. They go to these Democrat, websites or what have you. And everything is happy. Everything is hunky dory. There's really nothing to see here. Go away. Go play with your kids and whatever.
Right. Please, you know, I mean, we educate people all the time, especially lefties who want to. They're clueless when it comes to pretty much everything. And it's partially their own fault because they don't, you know, they just believe whatever these morons tell them. But it's also the media's fault and Democrats, because Democrats continually lie to them. And they know these people are not smart enough to critically think and find out things for themselves.
Yeah. You know,
and they count on that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, I don't know much about this. Let me go to the Dem channel that's putting out the information now. I mean, you're exactly right. All right, so let's do a lighthearted one for a second. A Canadian anti-capitalist cafe with a pay-what-you-can model, you know, we've heard about this over and over again, shutting down. Gee, I wonder why. So it's closing down after about a year in business. Its owner announced that the lack of generational wealth and seed capital from ethically bankrupt sources as the reason for being unable to continue. No, the reason for you being unable to continue is nobody was paying for the stuff they were walking out with.
Morons.
You know?
Oh, my God. No, it's not capitalism that was the problem. It's you being a moron that was the problem. You know, I'm going to take your free stuff. You're going to give it to me at what I can pay? Well, I'll save money for drinking tonight instead of going and paying you any money. I mean, you want to, you know, give me free stuff? I'm going to take it.
You know, if you look around and you look at what's going on all around the place, they really believe that somebody was going to come in there, grab a cup of coffee, something to eat or what have you, and actually pay for it. They were thinking that people would pay what they thought it was worth. But if you have a whole bunch of people in there that really aren't willing to pay, they're kind of hanging out, using their laptops, their phones, or whatever, do you really think the business people are going to go in there, grab a snack, grab a lunch, grab a sandwich, cup of coffee, and pay some decent money? No.
See, I would. I mean, but I'm the type of person that would, you know what I mean?
Yes.
But other people are not.
No, I venture to say a good chunk of people are not.
Right.
Seriously. I mean, it doesn't make any sense to you. When you open these places up and you think you're going to help the poor, you think you're going to help people who normally couldn't afford it, I will bet you in a lot of cases the people going in there and taking things for free have the money to pay for this. I'm just cynical.
Oh, yeah. I'm totally sure. Especially if they're left-wingers.
What a nice thing they're doing in here. Let's grab a cup of coffee and, we won't pay for it because they got it covered, obviously.
Right.
Just amazing. All right. I mean, I keep coming back to stuff like this, but, more I meant to tell you, you know, the Morning Joe show or what have you, even with everything that came out, the only thing they could do was hammer Trump on the rallies he had over the weekend. And, you know,
because they didn't want to admit they were wrong?
Well, I think they're going to keep trying to, well, I don't think I know. They're going to keep trying to paint their picture of him as one of the nastiest, meanest, you know, men on the planet. And you think about it, you know, here's a man, whether you like him or not, you know he's been really generous with his money. He's been generous with, you know, people less fortunate than he is. And then Joey B's son, Hunter, can't even pay child support for his first child. Refuses.
Joe Biden refuses to see his grandchild.
Oh, that's true too.
Yeah, I'm sure they won't talk about that.
No, I think you're exactly right. But you know, again, what I'm sitting here complaining with you, but really, whatever fixes this, what's ever going to make the change that we need to make? Because it's obvious, Chicago, New York, and other places. People aren't getting it. People on the left aren't getting it. They're more afraid of us than they are what goes on around them.
Did you ever see the movie Idiocracy?
No. You're going to make me watch it, aren't you?
Oh, you have to watch it. Oh, my God. It's what we're living in. Right? You have to watch it. Anybody who's listening now who's seen it, they know exactly what I'm talking about. You have to watch it, Joe, because we're living it right now. We're 100% living it right now.
Yeah. Well,
It's bad. It's people are just like, they're distracted, right? Like before, when I first got involved in politics, we were like, you know what? What happened, right? Why did this happen? Why did we get this far? And it's part of it was because conservatives were taking care of their families. They were working. They were doing all these things and not so much paying attention to all the stuff that was going on.
I gotta cut you short. Where did I find you real quick?
Man! GraniteRock.com and ConservativeIND on Twitter.
Don't wait so late to say all the smart stuff. Be back in a few minutes.